The boat sank within minutes. Johnson was rescued by a passing trawler. Asked what happened, he admitted to the incredulous fisherman that he did not know how to sail, because it would be so utterly tedious to learn. And anyway, it looks simple enough. Confronted by his roommate, Johnson admitted he had not asked permission to use the yacht because it was such a bother to find you. Faced with the bill for the lost yacht, Johnson's father complained to his friends that the cost of educating a young gentleman at Yale these days is ruinously expensive. His father was the serious son of a Scottish immigrant and took some pains to conceal the excesses of his offspring. In his letters, he repeatedly urged William to find a purpose in life. But William seemed content with his spoiled frivolity, and when he announced his intention to spend the coming summer in Europe, "The prospect," said his father, "fills me with direst fiscal dread." Thus his family was surprised when William Johnson abruptly decided to go west during the summer of 1876. Johnson never publicly explained why he had changed his mind, but those close to him at Yale knew the reason. He had decided to go west because of a bet. In his own words, from the journal,